Yeah. Now we'll move on to the next chapter of your financial accounting subject, which is classification accounts. Now in this chapter, what we are going to learn? That we are going to learn in this chapter how to analyze the business transaction and how to record that in the books of accounts. That we are going to learn in this chapter. For that purpose, first of all, business transaction has to be analyzed first. So when you analyze, you come across to different types of accounts. So for that purpose, you should know how many types of accounts are there when you are recording the business transaction. You dealt with three different types of accounts. So accounts is classified into actually two different categories. Account is classified into two broad categories. They are personal account, impersonal account. Account is broadly classified into two categories, personal account, real account. Personal account are those account, I repeat, account is broadly classified into two categories, personal and impersonal. Impersonal is again divided into two categories, real, nominal. Impersonal is again divided into two categories, real, nominal. Now, as you are listening to me, you keep on jotting down the points because that will help you, right? So, the personal account. What is personal account? The accounts related to all names. Accounts related to all names is a personal account. It can be name of a person. It can be name of a company. It can be name of an institute. It can be name of a trust. It can be name of any shop, any damn thing. Noun, in grammar we say noun. If noun comes, it is a personal account. For example, Rajesh account, Brijesh account, Akshay's account, Ravi's account, Roshni's account, Manoj account, Jayesh account. What is that? They are personal account. To be very precise, they are called artificial personal account. Sorry, natural personal account. To be very precise, they are called natural personal account. Natural personal account. Right? I told you, name of an person can be personal account. Name of a company is also personal account. For example, Sony Corporation Limited, Videocon India Limited, Maruti Suzuki Limited, L&T Limited, right? Larsen & Toubro Limited, L&T Limited, or Reliance Power Limited, Reliance Petrochemical Limited, Viraj Steel Limited, JB Steel Limited. Any damn company's name comes, it is also a personal. They are called artificial personal account. They are called artificial because they are artificial. They are created, not the nature. Right? Achha. Next, third one is representative personal account. I'll give you the example of representative personal account also. For example, outstanding salary. That means salary is still payable to the staff. So they are personal. Outstanding salary standing for various staff. Ajay, Vijay, Akshay, Sharda, Neeta, Neha. So artificial, that is called representative personal account. They are called representative personal account. They look like expense, but they are personal. So whenever expense is pending to pay or whenever expense is paid in advance, both are outstanding expense or prepaid expense, both are the example of personal account. They are called representative personal account because they are not representing the expense, but they are representing the people to whom I have paid in advance or to whom I am supposed to pay. That is the reason they are personal. Otherwise, they are the example of expense. Expense comes under the third category, which is the nominal account. Which is the nominal account. You got my point? Right? So, personal account is accounts related to all names. It can be name of a person, institute, trust, shop, hotel. Any damn name comes is a personal account. Taj Lands End Limited Hotel Limited account. It is a personal account. Leela's Hotel account, it is a personal account, right? Sony Corporation is a personal account. Hero Honda Corporation Limited, personal account. Hero Moto account is a personal account, right? They are natural as well as artificial personal account. But here, one thing I want to make it clear, that you are not supposed to identify whether it is artificial, natural or representative personal account. You have to say, sir, this is personal account. So if I ask you right now, what is outstanding salary account? Sir, it is personal. Because outstanding salary is a representation account which is for different people who are working in the company. So it is a representative, so it is personal. Right? Achha, if I say Sony Corporation Limited, so it is the name of a company, personal. Ajay's Limited account, it is again called personal account. Ajay's account, personal account. So personal account is clear? I think so. Yes or no? Yeah, I didn't hear you. Yes, very good. So what is personal account? Accounts related to all names. Now we'll come to the impersonal account. Now when I'm talking about impersonal account, impersonal is again divided into two categories. They are real account and nominal account. Real account and nominal account. Now please jot it down, this point also. Real account is that account which is related to all properties and assets. ASSESTS. Real account is that account which is related to all properties and assets. So right? I will make a statement with this, that all properties are called assets, but all assets cannot be called as property. I repeat, all properties are called assets, but all assets cannot be called as property. Now the question will come from your side. Yeah, my friend is asking me. Yes, you are asking me, sir, why like that? I'll tell you, because assets are of two types. Assets are of two types. Tangible assets, intangible assets. I repeat, assets are of two types. Tangible assets, intangible assets. This is for your knowledge right now. Okay. But whenever I will ask you a question, you should say it is real or personal. You are not supposed to identify, sir, this is tangible assets or intangible. No. The thing you have to say, sir, this is real account. Here also, Rajesh account, personal account. You should not say, sir, it is natural personal account or artificial personal account. No. You have to just say it is personal account. It is for just your knowledge, since you are doing the management course, so you should know more than what the BCom or FYJC people is knowing this. Because these facts are known to FYJC student also. So you should not be feeling guilty that they are also learning the same thing, I am also learning the same thing. So something different to give overage on them. So real account. Real account are those accounts which are classified into two categories, tangible, intangible. Tangible asset, example, land and building. The asset which can be seen with the naked eyes, we can touch, they are called tangible assets, which have physical existence. They are called tangible asset. Land and building, plant and machinery, furniture and fixtures, motor car, engineering tools, leasehold premises, means you have taken a particular premises for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. For example, SL World is an island which is taken on lease by Subhash Goel. So for him, it is a leasehold premises for 30 years. Right? That is called leasehold premises. Freehold premises, the premises which is free to do anything. You can do in a particular premises, you can open your office or you can give it on a rental basis to anyone, which is free to do anything. That is called freehold premises. So they can be seen with the naked eyes. They are real, tangible real account. They are also called assets. All tangible assets are called, can be called as property. So that is the reason I made a statement. All properties can be called as asset, but all assets cannot be called as property, because in asset we have one more asset called intangible asset. Now which are intangible asset? The asset which are intangible asset? The asset which cannot be seen with the naked eyes, which does not have physical existence. You can't see, you can't touch, but still it acts as an asset for the company. For example, reputation of the company. If the company's reputation in the market is good, their product will be in a boom in the market. The people will go mad, will become mad after their product, and they will keep on buying. Like nowadays, Samsung is running very effectively in the market because Samsung's goodwill is increasing day by day. It has thrown out Nokia as well as iPhone. Understood? So that their goodwill is increasing day by day. Their goodwill is increasing day by day. So that is what intangible asset. That is called goodwill. That is what? Intangible asset. Now, second one is patents. Now, suppose your company has, suppose your company is an automobile company, right? And your automobile company has invented a machine, automobile engine, because of which the company can run the car with the help of property, with the help of water, as well as with the help of petrol. So you have got that machine invented by you, engine invented by you. Now, because of that, you have registered that particular formula with the country where you belongs to. So you have registered that and put a stamp, and you got a patent right. Now, if any country wants this formula, they have to buy this formula. That is a cost they have to pay. Plus, since this invention is patented by you, so you will take rent from them. That is called royalty. So the income which is earned with the, because of the asset called patent right, that is called royalty. So I am not talking about the royalty now. I am talking about patent right. That is your right. You got a right to say that in the whole world that this formula is invented by me. If someone else come and say that this formula is invented by him, you can screw him up. You can file a case against him. Right? That is patent right. Copyright. Now, this latest movie, Ishq Zade, the song of that Ishq Zade has given a copyright to the Yash Raj Music only, that they will record the song of Ishq Zade. So they got a copyright. No other music company can record the song and sell it in the overseas market or in the market. If they do that, they are doing piracy. You will be in a behind the bars if you are caught hold in doing so. That is not ethical. So they got a copyright to record the song of Ishq Zade, Yash Raj Music. Right? So every company, every movie has a copyright given to some music industries to record the songs. Right? So that is called copyright. Again, it is an intangible asset. You didn't get any particular lump sum property in hand, tangible property in hand. You got a right. That right is a intangible asset. They are real account. Then you have a brand name. ISI mark is a brand name for the industrial product. Agriculture product cannot use ISI mark. So they got a brand name. They got a right to use that ISI mark. Whereas Eggmark is a brand name for agriculture product. Industrial product cannot use that Eggmark brand name. Similarly, company has trademark. Every company has its own trademark. Suppose tomorrow, I am an automobile engineer. Suppose if I am an automobile engineer and I made a car, like Mr. Ajay Devgan has made a car in Tarzan. I made a car, and in that, if I put a logo of Mercedes and sell it in the market, they will sue me. Who will sue me? Yeah? Who will sue me? Mercedes company will sue me for that. Right? Because I have used their logo. Right? So, no company can use the logo of other company. That is the trademark, which is registered with the company in the whole world. So, it will be following that. In any country, they will be, this trademark will be followed by that particular company. So every company has its own trademark. That trademark is an intangible asset. So all these intangible assets cannot be called as property because you can't see. We can only call that thing asset as property which you can see. That is the reason I made a statement that all properties can be called as asset, but all asset cannot be called as property. But at the end of the day, you are not supposed to tell me, sir, this is intangible, this is tangible. But you should know that this all assets are intangible and this all assets are tangible assets. Right? All tangible assets, all intangible assets are real account. Right? Now I'll be giving you two examples. I want the answer from you. One, Suresh account. Which account it is? I'm not getting the answer. Which account it is? Yeah, you. What you said? Personal. Very good. Now, I'm telling you, machinery account. What is that? Which account it is? No, I don't want intangible, tangible. I just want which type of account it is. Yeah, real account. Very good. That means you are listening to me very, very effectively. That's great. So, what is personal account? Account related to names. And what is real account? Account related to all assets and properties. So, we completed two types of account. Now, we'll go on to the third type, which is the nominal account. So, what is nominal account? Accounts related to all expenses and income. Accounts related to all expenses and losses, incomes and gains are nominal account. Accounts related to all expenses and losses, incomes and gains are nominal account. Now, before moving ahead, before giving the example, I want to make one point clear. Now, according to a common man, mango people, you say, no, mango people, common man, aam aadmi, right? Mango people. According to them, purchase of a car is an expense. According to them, purchase of petrol is again an expense. Right? So, they will treat both this as an expense. So, they will say it is a nominal account. Yes or no? Tell me. Okay. Again, one more example. Purchase of a food from a hotel for eating purpose, for lunch or dinner. You purchase food parcel, you took parcel from the hotel. Right? So, purchase of a food from the hotel is an expense as per mango people. Yes or no? You are also a mango people. I am also a mango people. So, according to us, what is purchase of a food? It is an expense. Yeah, I agree. But purchase of a hotel, again, as per him, it is an expense. Because he said, kharcha ho gaya. Yes or no? Tell me. Yes, but you and me are mango people. At the same time, we are management people. We are finance people. So when we are finance people, we can't treat every expense as expense. So, I want to make it a bifurcation. I want to make it a separation so that it will be very clear for you. If I repeat, the expense, the amount incurred by the person for getting some properties, is real account. It is an expense, I agree, but it is treated as real account. But expense paid by a person for getting some services, he is not getting something, but he is getting services. For example, if you are paying electricity bill, suppose you pay 2000 electricity bill, they give you electricity in a bucket of 2 buckets or 3 buckets. Take this 1000, give me 2 buckets of electricity. Do they give you? No. So you are paying that money for getting some services. When you are incurring certain amount, when you are paying certain amount for getting some services, that is called nominal account. That's it's called nominal account. Is that clear? That is called nominal account. Whereas when you are paying certain amount for getting some property, comes under which category? Real account. There comes under which category? Real account. So as per mango people, expense incurred, amount paid for purchase of car, according to me, is an expense. As per mango people, like amount paid for purchase of petrol, it is an expense. But as per finance people or as per the financial accounting, both are expense, but they are classified in some various category. So, payment of electricity, it is a nominal account. Yes or no? Payment of electricity, yes, my friend. Yes, tell me, payment of electricity, which account? Nominal. Acha, payment for electrical pump, it is real account because you got an asset. You got an asset. So now you understood. Okay. Now I'll give you the example of nominal account. Accounts related to all expenses and income are called nominal account. Accounts related to all expenses and losses, incomes and gains are nominal account. For example, interest. Interest account. See, interest can be paid by you or interest can be received by you. In both the cases, it is interest you are paying for getting the service of loan. Loan amount is a service taken from the financial institute. So, you have to pay interest for that. So you are paying a type of expense for that, getting services of the money which you have taken as a loan. So, that is what interest. Interest is a nominal account. So, interest paid, then also it is nominal. Interest received, then also it is nominal. Rent. You are paying rent for using the service of the particular office or particular premises. So, for that you are paying rent. So, rent paid is a nominal, rent received is also nominal. Because I told you, expense or income, both are nominal. I told you, expense or income, both are nominal. Right? The third example which I give, discount. Discount allowed means it is a loss for you. Discount received means it is an income for you. It is what? Nominal. So, expense or income is a nominal account. For example, rent, taxes, printing and stationery, postage and telegram, wages account, salary account. I repeat, wages account, salary account, because you paid that. Achha, if I say outstanding salary, you have not paid, that means you have not paid that. So you have not paid, it is become personal account. Though it is an expense, but you have not paid. Suppose to pay to some Mr. Ramesh or Mr. Vijay or Mr. Ajay. That's the reason it is outstanding. Here it is representative personal account. So in that case, if an expense is due, it becomes personal. But if it is paid, then it is treated as expense. Rent due, personal. But rent paid, nominal. Very careful. Be careful about that. Okay, rent paid in advance. Again, it is personal. Why? Because you paid in advance to a person. Since that expense have not been incurred by you, but you paid in advance to Mr. Sumish, it is personal because it is a representative personal account. So outstanding expense or outstanding income, both are personal account. Only expense and income, nominal account. Acha, I told you all losses is a nominal account. Loss by fire is a nominal account. Loss by theft is a nominal account. Loss on sale of asset is a nominal account because it is a loss, right? Acha, we have a bad, we have a loss called, commonly named loss called bad debts. Now, what is bad debts? What do you mean by debts? Debts means amount you have to receive from someone. If you didn't get that money, if the amount is irrecoverable, so it is good or bad? Tell me. Yes, I didn't hear you. Is it good or bad? If the debts is irrecoverable, is it good or bad? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you lady, that lady, yeah. You told me it is bad. That's the reason it is called bad debts. That's the reason it is called bad debts. It is a loss. The debts which is irrecoverable is called bad debts. The debts which is irrecoverable is called bad debts. Got my point? So it is a loss. Depreciation. The value of asset day by day come down, down, down. That reduction in the value of asset is called depreciation. That reduction in the value of asset is called depreciation. That is also a loss. Right? So depreciation is a loss. Depreciation is a loss. So loss or income, expense or profit, all are nominal account. Now I think so, it is very much clear for you that what are the different types of accounts we are coming across when you are analyzing the business transaction. Okay, now I am shooting up some of the example. You have to tell me. Yeah, I will get your answer. You don't worry that why sir is asking us this question. I want the answer and that answer will reach to me because of telepathy. So don't worry. It is a new mode of communication which you and me can do, otherwise other student cannot be done. This is only there in only in Wellingkar Institute. Okay, so I am asking you, what is Vijay's account? Which account it is Vijay account? Yeah, that young lady has given me the answer. Her answer is final, she said personal account. Very good, God bless you. What is machinery account? Yes, I am not getting the answer. Thoda loudly shout karo please. Yes, it is real account. Okay, what is outstanding expense? Someone told me no. No, it is not nominal. Why you are saying it is nominal? Yeah, it is an expense, I agree. But it is what? Outstanding. So it becomes personal. Prepaid expense. Prepaid expense. Again, you paid in advance to someone. Again, it is an expense. But you paid in advance. That is the reason it is called personal. Right? So, I think now it is clear for you everyone. Yeah, personal, real, nominal. Now, after completing the analysis, in the analysis process, after completing the classification of different types of accounts, we have to follow the rules to be applied after classification of accounts. Because when you analyze the business transaction, you come across to various types of accounts. There are three types: personal, real, nominal. So when you come across to the accounts, you have to follow certain rules to apply and record the transaction. So one of that rules, there are three golden rules. Why there are only three golden rules? Because only there are three types of accounts. That is the reason the golden rules are also three in numbers. So the very first rule is rules regarding personal account. Personal account says that debit the receiver and credit the giver. Debit the receiver, credit the giver. Now this rules you have to jot it down. I'll give you example for this rule now. Now personal account says that debit the receiver, credit the giver. Now when you are writing the accounts, when you are recording the business transaction, one thing you have to keep in mind is that you are not the accountant of the owner of the company, you are the accountant of the business. So whenever you are thinking, think in point of your business. I told you business and owner are two different individuals. They are two different individuals. They are not same, first of all. So whenever you are writing the accounts, if you want to have an effective recording of business transaction, you should assume that you are the accountant of the business, not the owner. Then only you will be able to write effectively the business transaction or record the business transaction. Now for example, paid cash to Ramesh. Now in this transaction, when you analyze, two accounts got affected. One is cash account and second one is Ramesh account. Now I am not concerned with the cash account right now as such, because I have not taught you the real accounts ka rule. Only concentrate on Ramesh account. Which account is Ramesh account? Yes, I didn't hear you. Please, little louder. Yes. Yes, Mr. So-and-so has given me this answer. He says it is a personal account. So from the company's point of view, think from the company's point of view. Now you are the accountant of the company. Think from the company's point of view that you are accountant. Now, paid cash to, what was the sentence? Received cash from Ramesh. My sentence was paid cash to Ramesh. Now in this, Ramesh is personal account. Now we have to decide whether to debit Ramesh account or credit Ramesh account. Whether to debit Ramesh account or credit Ramesh account. Now you will say, sir, what is debit and what is credit? Now before explaining to that part, I will make one thing clear, that what is Ramesh account. Now an account look like this. It is T-shape. It has two sides, left hand side and right hand side. Every account has two sides. Left hand side, right hand side. Now when you are recording this, suppose this is Ramesh account. Which account it is? Ramesh account. Now this is Ramesh account. Sir, where to write on Ramesh account? Should we write on the debit side? Or should we write on the credit, left hand side or right hand side? So that you have to decide. The left hand side of the account, every account, left hand side and right hand side, only two sides are there. The left hand side is called debit side and the right hand side is called credit side. The left hand side is called debit side, the right hand side is called credit side. Now when you are analyzing the transaction and after analyzing you come across to two types of accounts, right? Now Ramesh is personal account. Since I am talking about personal account the rule, so when Ramesh is personal account, what should I do in Ramesh account? Should I write in debit side or should I write in credit side? That you have to decide. Now you will say, sir, start with left hand side because we are not writing Urdu, so we will not write on the right hand side. We will start with left hand side. Once you complete the left hand side, if there is no place, then you shift on to the right hand side. No, it is not like that. We have to start with the left hand side. Once the place is over, then move on to the right hand side. No, it is not like that. The rule will say where to write. Now you have to decide which side of the account you have to write. Ramesh account is there. You have to write on the debit side or credit side. Now rule says that debit the receiver. Credit the giver. So as an accountant of the company, I will think, since I paid cash to Ramesh, now Ramesh is receiver for me. You understood? He's a receiver for me. So Ramesh, debit the receiver. So I will write on the debit side of Ramesh 2 lakh rupees or whatever it is, 200 rupees or 20 lakh rupees, whatever the amount is. Right? You got my point? Paid cash to Ramesh. Now Ramesh is a personal account. Personal account says that whenever there is personal account, apply personal account ka rule. Debit the receiver, credit the giver. Debit the receiver, credit the giver. Now from this, in this transaction, Ramesh is receiver. Ramesh is receiver. So debit the receiver to debit side. Okay, if I change the transaction, received cash from Ramesh. Again, I analyzed the transaction. I came across to two accounts, cash and Ramesh. This time, Ramesh is again a personal account, but this time, Ramesh is giver for me. Ramesh is giver for me. Giver means he is giving cash to us. We are receiving from him. So, we have to write on the credit side. So, who will decide where to write of the side, which side of the accounts? The rules decide. It is not in our hand that first you write on the left hand side, then once the space is over, go to the right hand side. No. It fully depends on the rule. So, what is the rule? Debit the receiver, credit the giver. Now, one more example I will say. Paid cash to Ajay. Now again, when I analyzed this transaction, I came across to two accounts. One is Ajay account and second one is cash. Now you will be asking me, sir, why you are not taking the another account? Because till now, I have not reached to the second rule. Cash is real account. Did I taught you till this level, did I taught you real account ka rule? No, that is the reason I am not concentrating on that cash part. Right now, only concentrate on personal account. Okay, now in this transaction, paid cash to Ajay. In this transaction, paid cash to Ajay. Ajay is personal or real? Yeah, I didn't hear you. Personal, very good. Now tell me, he is receiver or giver? Yes, giver. Paid cash to Ajay. From your company's point of view, Ajay is receiver or giver? Receiver. Very good, my dear. So in that case, I will make Ajay's account. In that case, I will make Ajay's account. Right? Now tell me where to write as per the rule. Since Ajay is the receiver, where to write? Sir, rule says that debit the receiver. So write on the debit side. 20 lakh rupees. Got the point? Yes. So this rule says that debit the receiver. Okay. Now another same example but reverse it. Ajay. Received cash from Ajay. Now this time again Ajay is a personal account. But this time he is the giver. Because we are receiving cash from him. He is the giver. So Ajay account is a giver, right? So which rule you have to apply? Credit the giver. So this time you will write on the credit side of Ajay. You got my point? So, rule is clear, personal account, because you have to jot it down simultaneously. As soon as you are listening to me, you have to jot it down. That's the reason I am giving you time to read this, to record this or to jot this. Okay, what is personal account rule? Debit the receiver, credit the giver. Debit the receiver, credit the giver. Debit the receiver, credit the giver. I think personal account is clear. Now we'll move on to the second account, which is real account. Now, real account. Real account is what? Accounts related to all properties and assets. Real account will either comes in or goes out. Real account will be either comes in or goes out. So it says that debit what comes in. Debit what comes in. And credit what goes out. Real account rules. Real account is what? Assets. Right, properties. You will be either buying the property or selling the property. Buying the property or selling the property. So, rule says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Now, for example, if I take two accounts, one is machinery, second one is cash. Suppose I have two account, machinery account and cash account. Machinery account and cash account. Now I am giving a transaction, purchased machinery for cash. Purchased machinery for cash. In this transaction, when you analyze the transaction, you come across to two accounts. One is machinery, second one is cash. In this transaction, you come across to two accounts. When you analyze the transaction, machinery and cash. Sir, machinery and cash, both are real account. Both are real account. That means you have to apply only real account rule in this transaction. Only concentrate on real. Don't see the personal. If it is personal, ignore. Right now, only concentrate on real, because I have to explain you the real account rule. Now, what comes in and what goes out? Machinery is coming in this transaction. Purchase machinery for cash. What comes in? Machinery is coming in. And what goes out? Cash is going out. Because when you purchase machinery, you have to pay cash. So, machinery debit 20 lakhs. Cash credit 20 lakhs. You got my point? Machinery debit. Why, sir, you have written on the debit side? I am asking you right now. Why you are writing on the debit side? Why you are making to write on the debit side? Because the rule says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Is that clear to you? Now, chalo, one more example, same example. I will make changes like sold machinery for cash. Sold machinery for cash. Suppose the amount is 10 lakhs. Sold machinery. Now again, machinery and cash, both are real account. You agree with me? Do you say it is nominal because it is an expense? No. Both are real account. Both are real account. Real account says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Now tell me what is coming in this transaction, what is coming in and what is going out. Yeah, I didn't hear you. Little louder. Yeah, very good. That young lady has given me that answer. Very good. What about other people? Are you not able to understand? Yes or no? Tell me. Yes. So, that young lady is very much right. She told, sir, machinery goes out and cash comes in. So, in that case, debit what comes in? Cash is coming in. So, in cash account, I will write 10 lakhs. And in machinery account, I will write 10 lakhs. Why? Because debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Debit what comes in, credit what goes out. So this was the rule for real account. One more example is sold goods for cash. In this, instead of machinery, I will make an account for goods. Now this is in the same account. Account look has two sides, goods account. Okay, now you tell me in this transaction, yes, young boys, right, tell me, sold goods for cash, which two account got affected? Which two account got affected? One is good, yeah, everyone is shouting, I can hear your voice, very good. Goods account and cash account. Goods account and cash account. Both are real? Do you think both are real? Yes, sir, very good. Kya baat hai? Both are real. Goods is also real because it is a property for the company. Cash is also real because again it is a property. All properties and assets are real account. Now in this case both are real. You have to apply real account ka rule. Debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Now tell me what comes in this transaction. When you sell goods, what comes in? Cash. And what goes out? Goods. That means cash comes in. Cash ke debit mein. Cash debit. And goods credit 20 lakhs. You got my point? Yes, everyone. little slight change. Purchase of goods. Okay, again in this transaction, two accounts got affected. When I analyze this transaction, two accounts got affected. One is goods, second one is cash. Now this time, the transaction is reversed. What is coming in and what is going out? Please be careful and then give me the answer. Yeah, I can hear your voice, but before giving the answer to me, please be sure about that. In this account, goods account and cash account, both are affected. Goods account and cash account, both got affected. Right? Now, goods is also real, cash is also real. Now, tell me, debit, what comes in is a rule, credit, what goes out is a rule. So, what is coming in? This is in and this is out. So, goods account, debit, 5 lakhs. Why? Because goods comes in. And cash account, credit, because cash goes out. I think now the rule for real account is clear to everyone. Yes? Yes? Shall I move on to the next rule? Thank you very much.